good morning, and welcome to Girl Bossing Ain't Easy, the good, the bad, and the girl bye. You are here with Melisha Watson, and I am so excited to bring you yet another podcast today. So today we're going to talk about perseverance. Oh my God, perseverance. That is a big word, huh? With a lot of meaning behind it. So many of life's most valuable experiences don't come easy. Let's face it. And require a constant spirit of perseverance. Perseverance is the hard work you do after you get tired of doing the hard work you already did. Because you have to work at it. You have to keep pushing. You have to keep moving. You have to keep going. And you have to keep wanting. Let's just face it. Even in business, we have to persevere through it all. We have to keep pushing to help our business to grow, to help our mindset to grow. We need to grow mentally, spiritually, and physically. Let's face it, I mean, life is not easy, and girl bossing definitely ain't busy. You know what I'm saying? So we are in a place and a time in this world where so much is going on, and everyone is trying to make their mark in this world. Everyone is trying to build that successful business or leave a legacy for their kids or their families. And that's where perseverance comes in, because we have to work at it. And we're not going to see immediate results. You know, it doesn't work that way. Whatever, it's just like when you're on a job. You work that 9 to 5 and you work a certain amount of time. You put in that those hours. You put in that good work ethic because you want to be promoted. So it's the same way in business. You have to work hard at it to get those promotions, to excel, to climb up that corporate ladder in your business. So you want that money to come in. You want that revenue. You want that status. You want to hustle so hard to, like they say, you don't even have to introduce yourself anymore. But it takes hard work, and you have to persevere. So let me give you a few things to think about. What is the one thing you have that you really had to work hard for and long for? So ask yourself that question. Question 2, did your efforts make the accomplishments more valuable? Good question, huh? Question 3, what is something that will come to you in the future only if you persevere? So think about it. It's going to take work. It's going to take your efforts. And some things you're going to have to work really hard for. Some are going to come easy. But not all things are going to work out the way you want it. So we have to continue to fight. We have to continue to keep that mindset that we're going to keep moving forward no matter what stumbling blocks come our way. No matter what may try to negativity might come to knock us down off of that pedestal that we are. We have to be able to take the good with the bad. And the ugly. And the girl vibe. Get out of here with it. Okay? So, girl bossing, as I say, girl bossing ain't easy. It is a true statement. Look at some of the moguls here. Some, boom, might have had it easy, but most of them constantly is telling you it's hard work. You have to work daily. Hourly. You have to put in overtime. You have to put in those sleepless and those restless nights. Because why? You want it so bad that you can taste it. You want it so bad that you don't care about sleeping. You don't care about eating because you are persevering to get to that point in life where you can say, okay, I made it. I'm here where I want to be. You know, some work to be okay. Some work their business to get those 6 figures. But whatever you're working toward, that initial goal, whatever it is that you set for yourself, you continue to work for it. You have to have the correct and the right mindset. You have to be spiritual. You have to be calm. You have to go hard. You have to be a go-getter. You have to be a goal setter, a goal digger. You have to want it so bad that that's all you eat, breathe, and sleep is your business and the goals that you set for yourself. And you have to have a plan. You know, you just can't go into something blind. Going in something blind only leads to downfall. And personally, I have learned that because when I started my business, I really wasn't educated on the process. I really, really wasn't educated on how it worked and how what I needed to do to grow my business authentically and what I needed to look and be a reliable business. So I just wanted to come on a little bit because, you know, maybe what I said can help someone, you know, and I hope the questions that I gave you, I hope that it really gives you a chance to sit back and say, you know what, am I persevering? Am I working as hard as I can? Am I really putting forth all of the effort that I need to put into my business? Some of us may say no. In some areas of my business, oh yes, I could be doing a lot better. And in some areas, I am going hard. And you know, that is something I can be transparent and honest about. And I'm not where I want to be. Of course not. I could be further, but you know, when you slack and you're not putting your all in, then that's the kind of results you get, you know. So you want that freedom from perfectionism. So I just want to come on here and just share that little bit with you. And I hope that what you heard, I hope it helped you. I hope that you enjoyed it. I hope that you are asking yourself those three questions. I hope that you're persevering. I hope that you're fighting. I hope that you're moving forward no matter what. Yeah, we get knocked down a couple of times, but it's not about how you fall. But baby, it's how you get up. So girl, bossing ain't easy, but if you get knocked down, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and continue to move because you are great, you are awesome, you are wonderful, and you deserve whatever life has for you. Girl, bossing ain't easy with Malisha Watson. Thank you for joining in.